new music from Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats here on Radio 9, and this is Herman's Hermits.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Slow and dreamy here now.
There's another station here in Pittsburgh that I've been talking about this on Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, but there's another station here in Pittsburgh, and they they used to be an all news format, and then the all news format went away, and now they're kind of this music. And kind of makes me miss the teletype music from KQV. I don't think I can take that much longer. Let the marquees take us to news time. Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Yes. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The British government says the death sentence handed down to two British nationals and a Moroccan in a breakaway region of eastern Ukraine is an egregious breach of the Geneva Convention. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss made those comments after a phone call with her Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba. The Russians are defending the death sentences delivered in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic. From FSN's London Bureau, Giles Gibson with more.
We haven't had many details yet from the Foreign Office here in London or from the Ukrainian side. We simply had a tweet from Liz Truss, the British Foreign Secretary, saying that they discussed these efforts to secure the release of those two British nationals who've been sentenced.
And the United Nations said today those death sentences themselves constitute a war crime. In other news, inflation in the United States has hit another 40-year high. At 8.6%, President Biden said in a statement that it's not coming down as quickly and sharply as the country needs to see. From FSN's business desk in New York, Will Denzelo with more.
May's consumer price index was worse than analysts feared. Prices for a basket of goods and services are up 8.6% compared to a year ago. That's more than the 8.3% some predicted. Energy prices are up 3.9% compared to the previous month and are now up nearly 35% versus a year ago. When accounting for inflation, real wages in the US have ticked down, sparking fresh concerns that rising prices will dampen consumer spending. May's CPI figure is slightly higher than April's number, fueling fresh speculation that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates at a quicker clip in a bid to curb inflation. The Fed slated to convene next week.
The US has dropped requirements for foreign visitors to have a negative COVID test before they fly into America. That move comes into force on Sunday, just as a spike in cases is being recorded at several tourist hotspots. From FSN's New York Bureau, Sarah Walton with that story.
Miami-Dade County in Florida, Honolulu County in Hawaii, and the capital of Puerto Rico, San Juan, are now seeing an average of 85 new cases of COVID-19 a day, each per 100,000 residents. They also have a positivity test rate of over 20%. That's much higher than the national rate of 13%, with 34 new cases recorded per day. What those three places have in common is that they're all major tourist destinations for sun seekers. Health experts are warning that with lots of people now opting for at-home testing, many positive results are also not being reported.
And the High Court in London has ruled that the UK government's controversial plans to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda next week, where they will await processing of their claims to live in Britain, can go ahead, although the judge left the door open for an appeal that will take place on Monday. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK. McKeesport.
Hey, it's
McKeesport.
To serve, I did not serve.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Jack. Jack, hit me again, dealer. Simon and Garfunkel getting us started here in the 1 o'clock hour. 106, in fact. Much more music time. George Wallace says he'll straight up laugh at tear gas and cry on laughing gas. He really doesn't give a crap anymore.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Trevosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, and contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments. Thank you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do.
Bum, 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 bum.
So give us a call and a chance to listen to you.
Two, 385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Your input affects our output. Tune us in and turn us on. These are the Beach Boys.
What? No. What?
Bob, 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 Bob. You don't know how to sing Bob, Bob, Bob.
Ba 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 ram,
ba 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 ram.
Oh, ba 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 ram, ba 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 ram, ba 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 ram.
You got me rocking and rolling, rocking and reeling, ba ba ram, ba 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 ram. Went to a dance, looking for a man. Saw ba ba ram, so I thought I'd take a chance. Ba ba ram, ba ba ram, ba ba ram.
Ba 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 ram,
ba 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 ram.
You got me rocking and rolling, rocking and reeling, ba ba ram, ba 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 ram.
Let's go!
Rock it up, baby.
Taking it to the ground. Elf, it's famous ashtray.
One more time. More artistic flavor.
You got me rocking.
General Lucius Clay at the mighty Wurlitzer Organ, later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you're always there. When you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the
ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 114, excuse me, much more music time. Hey, the Rolling Stones.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiley faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by.
music. WRCD.
Joni Mitchell on Radio 9. Don't know if anybody's heading down to the Kenny Chesney concert or not, but I wanted to play a little something if people are down there at Heinz Field tailgating for the Kenny Chesney concert. I want to get something that would get you into the mood to see Kenny Chesney.
Oh, I love trash.
Oh, now, hey, wait a minute.
Anything dirty or dingy or dusty.
Come on.
Anything ragged or rotten or rusty.
Was that nice? Was that friendly? I don't think so. Here's Johnny Thunder. We're going to check your weather next. Johnny Thunder. You know Johnny Thunder, don't you? That sounded like Johnny Thunder in the background, didn't it? Radio 9 at 122, much more music time. New music coming up from Sophie Tucker after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I've been a little bit under the weather here for the last week or so. I'll tell you a secret since you're on the other side of the microphone, and we're going to disinfect the studio when I'm done here anyways, but I think I got a little touch of the old COVID. And this will be the second time that I know that we've had it, and we had it 2 years ago. I've talked about this on the radio. And that was, of course, pre-vaccine, and that was the sickest I have ever been in my entire life, I think, barring about a 2-3 week stretch when I was in high school when I had chicken talk so bad I thought they were going to put me in the hospital. Yeah, it was miserable. This time, I really thought for a while it was hay fever or sinus infection or something. But in retrospect, and I actually emailed my doctor this week, I think pretty much it's the COVIDs. Here's the thing, though. The tests keep coming back negative. We've done all the tests, and they keep coming back negative. And what I read in the New York Times, and actually I think I posted this on Twitter, Jay Thurber's show yesterday, is that if you get vaccinated, there's not enough of the nasties in your throat swab or your nose. I didn't want to say something gross like boogers and mucus to actually trigger the test. So, but yeah, just kind of oogie most of the week. My Sunday and Monday was pretty bad. And then the rest of the week, just been feeling oogie. The password is oogie. Actually, I think that was Larry Berger's puzzle this morning was name someone with oogie in their name. No idea what's going on. Clearly, the cold medicine is making me loopy. The Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund is administered by the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency. Now, what this does is support people who were financially impacted due to the COVID-19 pandemic and lost their job or lost income and now are in danger of losing their homes. These programs help homeowners with mortgage reinstatement, mortgage payments, property charges, including past due property taxes and utility payments if you lost income or lost a job due to COVID-19. Now, this program is open to anyone who owns and occupies a property as their primary residence and has household income equal or less than 150% of the area median income. So you could say this is not strictly just low income folks. It's anybody who's working class and has lost income and is in danger now of losing their home. But it has to be your owner occupied house in Pennsylvania. For more information to see if you qualify or to apply, you can go to PAHAF.org. That's PAHAF.org. Or you can call them at 888-987-2423. That's 888-987-2423.
Would now be a good time?
Actually, it would be. They're open Saturdays from 8 a.m. until 5, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. That is the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund for people who are in danger of losing their homes due to COVID-19, PAHAF.org. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for mostly sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 75. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 60. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday, high of 81. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 83. Tuesday, chance of showers, partly sunny, hotter, high of 88. Wednesday, 92. Thursday, 92. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Experience. 72 in Beaver County, 71 in Butler, 69 in Washington, and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 70 degrees.
I've got no destination and I'm slipping on the tee. I've got all day long just to walk down the street. I start on 2nd Avenue, making my way downtown to you. Maybe I'll make a stop at Bang Bang, get myself a new tattoo. Then I'll find me your secret garden and I'll sit down. She's an entrepreneur. Maybe he just got off a tour. The many characters of summer in New York. buy something, then I suggest we get a drink. Let's back over the bridge to Brooklyn. You tell me, what do you think? And so we head to Miss Favela for the live music at 3. And we're dancing on the pavement just like everybody. We dance until we hit the floor. I think we should head out the door. Then we meet up with friends for more. All of the promises of summer in New York. Somebody rooftop, go to the box and have a ball at 6 or 7 different clubs. And now I'm walking home to Chinatown and out past Christie Street. Reminisce about the studio and acting we would meet. I know it changes, but of course, the city I'll always adore. This night is what the city's for, the serendipity of summer in New York.
New music from Sophie Tucker here on Radio 9, and that ended with a terrible thud. I wasn't quite ready for that to end. Do we have a little commercial that we can play? How about a little bit, little commercial here? We like commercials, don't we? Do you like commercials? I like if we ever got paid for one, but we're non-commercial.
Oh, great one. Here is the richest in all the world.
Aren't you kidding? Our beer has more flavor.
Confused, Master? Try Duquesne beer. After all, better ingredients mean better taste. Believe your own taste and you'll always have a Duke.
Believe your taste.
Believe your taste.
When choosing beer.
When choosing beer.
Don't be misled by those confusing claims you hear. Just taste Duquesne and you will see how great good tasting beer can be. Believe your taste. Have a Duke, have a Duke, have a Duke, have a Duke, Duquesne.
Tell us, sir, do those conflicting beer claims really sell you?
Well, I'm a man who drinks for himself. I believe my taste.
Yes, I see you drink Duquesne.
The heartiest, the tangiest.
The greatest. But try it yourself and see how really great a beer can be. Believe your own taste, and you'll have a Duke.
Yeah, have 8 or 12 or 15 of them, and it won't matter what you're drinking anymore. You'll start hallucinating old commercials here on Radio 9, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. This is Hank Blackman and the Killers with a little bit of Itchy Coo. Thanks for tuning in this Saturday afternoon.
Never.
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Taking your requests at Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. This is Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Listen to me, baby. There's something you must see. I want to be with you, girl. If you want to be with me, buddy, you gotta go. It's all right. Time it is, so if you gotta go, it's alright. But if you gotta go, go now, or else you gotta stay all night. Find a door, so if you got to go, it's all right. But if you got to go, go now, or else you got to stay all night.
Thank you.
Sinkers from 1965 here on Radio 9, and this is the Iceman, Jerry Butler.
My first love affair, somehow or another the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy,
oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out. The woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees, cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Telling you right now, only the strong survive. Only
Swift presents his electric grandmother on the Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Come on, baby, and be my guest. Come join the party and meet the rest. Everything's gonna be all right, so be my guest tonight. We're gonna dance to the rock and roll. We're gonna even do the stroll. We're gonna Lindy Hop it through the queue. It's a special party just for you. My, my, oh my. Gee, you're so fine. Don't let me down. I'm the king, but you can wear my crown. I'm gonna sing, my band gonna play. I'm gonna make you queen for days. Everything's gonna be alright. So be my guest tonight. I'm gonna sing, my band gonna play. I'm gonna make you queen for day. Everything's gonna be alright, so be my guest tonight.
Fats Domino here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at whatever time it is. 1:46, much more music time. We've all probably heard by now that Port Authority Transit, Port Authority of Allegheny County, has changed its name. They are now called Felicium. No, they are now called Pittsburgh Regional Transit. That change was effective immediately. So now you can't complain about the Port Authority bus drivers anymore. You have to complain about the Pittsburgh Regional Transit bus drivers. People, you know, the Port Authority, their attitude is, look, we don't have any boats. They have authority, but they don't run any boats. So why are they Port Authority? People are already making fun of the name change, of course. It used to be called Pat Transit. Remember, if you're a little bit older than that. But if you go back far enough, you may remember when there were all these little bus companies all over Allegheny County. And you might also remember that the big transit agency was not Pittsburgh Regional Transit, but was Pittsburgh Railway. Certainly, if you're old enough to remember the Reg Cordic show, you would remember that.
This is Carl Hartman. 15 years ago, on the old Cordic show, there was one skit which stood out from all of the others. A skit people still talk about to this day. Most people remember it as the Saga of the Flying Fraction. It was a tale of Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw of the Streetcar Motorman Corps, played at that time by Reg Cordic, and of second-class streetcar motorman Beanie, played by Sterling Yates. It had to do with Beanie's first assignment on the old 7754, the Flying Fraction. Today, we're rapidly approaching the end of the trolley era in Pittsburgh. By the end of the month, we will no longer hear that familiar streetcar bell in the eastern end of the city. For this reason, the Tea House has elected to write the final chapter in the saga of Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw and Beanie. Jason, will you set the scene?
At the streetcar barns at Forbes and Craig, dawn is just beginning to superimpose its thin gray fingers on the dark blanket of night. It's cold, and the streetcar motorman, lined up for roll call by Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw, cash boxes clutched in their hands, are strangely subdued. This morning, the usual jocular attitude is missing.
Fellas, here comes Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw, sir. Ready for roll call.
Thank you. Thank you, Lieutenant Beatty. You may proceed with roll call.
I don't think I can, sir. You better do it.
Come, Beanie. Where's your esprit de corps? Now is not the time to let down the service.
I'm sorry, sir.
Very well, Beanie. I understand. I'll call the roll.
Thank you, sir.
First class Motorman Petrovich.
Here.
Motorman second class Weems.
Here.
Motorman first lieutenant Beanie.
Here, sir.
Third class Motorman Wasilewski.
Here, sir.
That completes the roll call, gentlemen.
All present and accounted for, sir.
Thank you, Beanie.
Yes, sir.
Men, there aren't many of us left.
That's right. That's precisely.
We've been together a long time. Yeah. I've seen you all come into the service as raw recruits.
Right.
Oh, yes, I remember many things. The morning second-class motorman Beanie took up the flying fraction for the first time, never expecting to return.
Yes,
the day third-class motorman Wasilewski tangled with a transfer snatcher and wound up in the hospital with a broken arm. When second-class motorman Weems over there was awarded the bronze streetcar pal for duty above and beyond in holding the center doors at 5th and Wood. When first-class motorman Petrovich won that race down Ardmore Boulevard between his number 87 and the 1940 Packard. Yes, but now that's all coming to an end. The old days are gone, men. I have just conducted my last roll call. The streetcar fleet is going into mothballs. We're being replaced by buses. But control yourself, men. For the glory of the service and those who have gone before, we must hold our cash boxes high for the few remaining days we have left. So I will now make my last assignments. First class motorman Petrovich, the 71 Negley.
Thank you, sir.
Second class motorman Weems, the 73 Highland.
Thank you, sir.
Third class motorman Wasilewski, the 75 Wilkinsburg.
Thank you, sir.
And finally, first lieutenant motorman Beanie, the 76 Hamilton Jane Street.
Thank you, sir. And I know I speak for the rest of the men when I tell you that the smell of diesel oil will never replace the wonderful aroma of Big Red. We salute you, Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw, sir.
Thank you, Beatty. Thank you, men.
Would you tell me one last time, sir?
Yes, Beanie, it's inbound pay as you enter, outbound pay as you leave, and the fare is 30 cents one way, not round trip.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Beanie. And now, mount your cars, men, and for the few days you have left, ding those bells with pride. Make them remember the streetcar corps.
And Art Callan and Bob Crow, I think I heard in there, too. Recorded off KDKA radio, probably late 1960s. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 152. Much more music time. New music from Jack White coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And every week they choose a new movie theme, including a classic cult foreign and animated films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema, located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information. If you are listening to us on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, don't forget we've got a new lineup of programs there as well. Sunday mornings, it's Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. That starts at 8 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Coach K with Fuel for Your Life. That's a brand new show. So no matter how you hear Radio 9, you're hearing it on a couple of great community radio stations.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pirates lost to the Atlanta Braves last night by a score of 4-2. It's the Bucks and Braves again today in Atlanta. Game time is 4:10. Right-hander Zach Thompson is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos, and the Braves will send Charlie Morton up there to the hill. Rhys Hoskins hit a pair of solo home runs. Kyle Schwarber added a three-run shot to lead the red-hot Philadelphia Phillies to their eighth straight win last night over the Arizona Diamondbacks by a score of 7-5. Pinch hitter Jose Trevino broke a 1-1 game in the 13th inning with a single that gave the New York Yankees a 2-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs. The Orioles beat I'm having a hard time. I'm not yet fully functional here. Royals over the Orioles 8-1. It was the Giants over the Dodgers 7-2, and the Padres blanked the Rockies 9-0. Stephen Curry made baskets, plenty of them, 43 points to lead the Golden State Warriors to a 107-97 victory over the Boston Celtics in Game 4 of the NBA Finals on Friday night. That sends the series back to San Francisco, tied at 2 games apiece. The Tampa Bay Lightning know what kind of effort it's going to take for them to finish off the New York Rangers. They are one win away from a third straight trip to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Rangers, down 3-2 to the Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals, have been resilient, of course. They overcame a 3-2 playoff series deficit to eliminate the Penguins in the opening round, and they lost the first 2 games of the second round to Carolina. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final is tonight. The Lightning has won games 3 and 4 at home after dropping the first 2 games on the road. I'm sure you've seen this on social media by now. The Washington Commanders yesterday fined their defensive coordinator $100,000 for comments he made earlier this week. Jack Del Rio called the January 6, 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol a dust-up. Washington head coach Ron Rivera said that while Del Rio has the constitutional right to his opinion, words have consequences, and that his words hurt a lot of people in the community.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman what. Whether you believe it or not.
Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 75, chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy low of 60. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, high 81. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, a little warmer, 83. Tuesday, hot 88. Wednesday and Thursday, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, sunny and hot otherwise with a high of 92 both days. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 75 in Beaver County, 71 in Butler, 69 in Washington and outside our weather window and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. New music from Jack White's going to take us to PNS News at 2 o'clock. Fellow, that Jack White. That's new music here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. The website's jaythurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter taking your requests until 3 o'clock at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on CMU's Freeform 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 10th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Americans concerned about gun violence are rallying this weekend to put pressure on lawmakers to pass gun safety measures in the wake of mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, Buffalo, New York, and elsewhere. We head first to West Virginia.
On Thursday, the U.S. House passed a bill to nationalize red flag laws, allowing a court to temporarily block a person deemed to be a danger to themselves or others from purchasing firearms. President of the American Federation of Teachers in West Virginia, Fred Albert, says he's recently spoken with Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and believes Manchin will take action on the issue.
He definitely supports doing something that is going to help, and what that something is, I guess they're debating that right now in Congress.
Earlier this week, the senator told CNN he would support raising the gun purchasing age to 21. The Giffords Law Center says West Virginia doesn't require residents to get a background check or a permit to carry a loaded concealed gun in public. In 2020, the Mountain State had the 14th highest gun death rate in the nation. Opponents of stricter gun safety laws argue they penalize law-abiding gun owners and don't reduce violent crime. The rally is at noon Saturday at the state capitol. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
And in Ohio, Michelle Dillingham with the Cincinnati Federation of Teachers says there is a unified call for reforms to address the public health crisis of gun violence.
This is not a celebration, right? This is traumatic. We are seeing an unacceptable level of gun violence on school grounds, traumatizing our youth and their families. And so this, we will march to compel lawmakers to make common sense gun reform.
And in New Hampshire, a high school sophomore, Arika Roy, is an organizer of the March for Our Lives rally that's going to happen in Nashua this Saturday.
Me personally, and just to most students in general, it's important for us to raise the gun owning age from 18 to 21 and just to enact stricter policies and enact background checks and whatnot.
Now for Reuters, the chairman of the congressional panel probing the deadly 2021 attack on the Capitol by Donald Trump supporters on Thursday opened the hearings into the causes of the violence by accusing the former president of being at the center of a conspiracy to thwart democracy. Democrat Benny Thompson, the committee's chair, said in an opening statement the violence was no accident. It was Trump's last stand. Republican Vice Chair Liz Cheney said the motivation for many involved in the attack was Trump's repeated debunked claims the election was stolen. This is PNS.
It's out of sight.
My eyes were on the sparrow, my feet were on the ground. I used to walk the straight and narrow, never fly around. Till one night at a party, I met you, baby Jane. I was a fool to lose my cool, but you drive me insane. I ain't masochistic, but why do I dig the pain?
I don't know, I don't know, Mama Jane, you messed me up.
Don't know why I'm attracted to you, I can never tell. It must be your perfume that fills a room I love to smell. You are my ruination, you knock me off my feet. I can't resist temptation thinking of your love so sweet.
I don't know, I don't know, Mama Jane, you messed me up.